Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Antonio Brown is the subject in the first trap, yeah. He done lost his damn mind, throwing furniture out of windows, almost killing 22-month-old toddlers, walking around the pool with his granddaddy, TMZ is reporting. Somebody upset Antonio Brown, and what did he do? He threw a Chris Brown, throwing furniture out the damn window. Who throws ottomans? Who throws two large vases or vases, however you want to pronounce it? This is the report claimed by one of Antonio Brown's neighbors, I guess, Ophir Sternberg. He's claiming Antonio Brown was very upset. We don't know why. And because of this rage, he allegedly threw some furniture out the window. And he lives on the 14th floor. So I'm not sure if he's in Miami or Pittsburgh, but police are investigating. TMZ also reporting that they've received multiple reports from the police involving Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver star Antonio Brown, painting a picture of him being a really, really angry man in Florida after an 11-day trip. So word around town is Antonio Brown claims that someone took a duffel bag that had $80,000 in cash in it. It was hidden in a closet, not successfully, of course. Also, a 9mm handgun, not sure if the handgun is registered in his name. Police were questioning a cleanup crew. A woman, according to TMZ Sports, says she didn't take it, but maybe it was the people that frequent Antonio Brown's apartment. Can't have a lot of people in your apartment, especially if you're rich. So this is the situation. Antonio Brown is not answering any questions, nor are his reps, nor is Coach Tomlin. He is peer-slipped on that one. Try and ask him a question about it, see if you get an answer. Great news for LL Cool J. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its list of nominees for the 2019 induction. One being James LL Cool J. Smith. He's going to have a chance to become the 7th hip-hop act enshrined in the museum. If LL Cool J is voted into the hall, he's going to join fellow rap legends Run DMC, Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, Beastie Boys, Public Enemy, NWA, and Tupac. Millennials, Google that. This will be Smith's 5th time being nominated. Let's hope he gets it. Fans can take part in selecting the finalists by voting at rockhall.com. Voting begins today, runs through December 9th. The official induction ceremony for the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class is scheduled for March 29th, 2019. Shouts to T.I., or should I call him the mediator? This is according to allhiphop.com. T.I. once managed an avert gun battle between the LAPD and fellow rapper The Game in a tense gang standoff. T.I. is out promoting his new album, Dime Trap. He's admitting that he was awkwardly caught in the middle of a dangerous situation while hanging out with The Game in L.A. I mean, it's The Game. He says he spoke about this on the album, but he had a standoff with the LAPD. He said it was him, The Game, and a few more gang members. He says, I'm the only MF-er not from LA, and I'm not an active gang member. He says he was truly in the wrong place at the wrong time. He said he was able to kind of resolve the situation and talk everybody down. And you know, T.I. could talk, honey. He can talk all them big words. I just think the gang members and The Game just got tired and walked away. Can you imagine, T.I.? Listen, gentlemen, we need to strategize our conspiracy against what the world is specifying as a deterrent. But see, I got bored just now. I got bored.